Yeah, it's not ideal. I think most people were expecting that probably February, but I suppose it became a frenzy in speculation. So I think they decided to go once the budget was complete. Obviously, that was completed with the finance bill completing in the Senate on Wednesday evening. So it was logical now. It's a short campaign, 3 weeks. It'll be over before it starts in many ways. But a difficult time for all candidates. Obviously, weather isn't so good, dark evenings and so on. But we wish them all well.
And how do you see it all panning out, Deputy McSharry? Will it be more of the same?
Yeah, that's certainly the danger, I think. Well, maybe not the danger, it's certainly the reality. I think given the woes of some parties in recent months, it's certainly the first election in my lifetime where there does not appear to be an alternative government on offer. So I think that the pundits will be saying that you'll probably see Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil forming the next government. The question will be, can they do it on their own, or will they be joined by others, be it the Social Democrats, be it Labour, be it the group of independents or whatever. I think locally you have a very, very strong field developing across all parties and none, with obviously three outgoing TDs seeking re-election, former TDs seeking election, it's going not to be straightforward, I think. There are going to be twists in the road, so I think there'll be some surprises in this constituency. I obviously have skin in the game with Edel, my Director of Elections, and Cousin running, who I'll be backing, obviously. But there are many other fine candidates who will be doing the best they can to get over the line. I think, if it's okay for me to say, it's been quite a very frustrating privilege, a privilege nevertheless, to represent this constituency between the Senate and the Dáil over the course of the last 22 years. One does the best one can. You'd like to have been able to deliver more on other issues, but that's politics. And obviously we wish whoever is going to be elected the very best in the future. But the challenge will always be for our part of the country to try and get resources. We've done well at times, we haven't done so well at other times, we've only had a senior minister once since the foundation of the state, and the resources tend to follow the senior ministers and the population, and we have neither. So whatever four we elect, it's going to be a major challenge for them to ensure that we get our share and more in whatever government manifests itself after the election.
And just staying on that personal note, Deputy McSharry, you've no last minute regrets?
No, I don't. It was a privilege of a lifetime. I wish I could have done more. You do the best you can and you move on. I think some people politically stay too long. That's a personal view. It's not an ageist thing. But I think you give it the best you can and you move on, and there'll be other people that can come with different energies and different focus and different approaches, and that's a positive thing for democracy. So no regrets in that regard. Very, very grateful to the people in Sligo and Leitrim and South Donegal, North Roscommon and indeed West Cavan, who was with us for one of the periods. And as a Sligo Leitrim person, I'll have my shoulders at the wheel in the way all of us do in trying to ensure that we get what we deserve in the future. And the best of luck to all candidates. I am obviously biased in favour of one, naturally enough, and that's what I'll be doing in the weeks ahead. But it'll be an interesting time. I hope everybody gets through the election safe and well. There are dark evenings, canvases won't go on as long, and I suppose in the interest of the country, hopefully there'll be a new government in place of whatever description by mid-December, and that can only be good for the country, because long procrastination and government formation won't be good.